After sold-out runs at the Public Theatre and London's National Theatre, Here Lies Love, the groundbreaking musical from David Byrne and Fatboy Slim, opens on Broadway this summer. Get swept up in what Vogue calls a life-giving, roof-raising blast of pure joy about the rise and fall of Imelda Marcos at the hands of the Philippine People Power Revolution. Here Lies Love is a revolutionary experience unlike any other on Broadway. It's a party and you're invited. Get tickets at HereLiesLoveBroadway.com.
Little bit of chicken fried, cold beer on a Friday night. Do you not know that song?
I do. Who sings it?
It's Chicken Fried Guys. The Chicken Fried... Oh, fuck, I do know this.
Oh. I've heard it. I've definitely heard it.
They're the biggest country music band in America. Zac Brown Band. Boom. Okay. Start off with a W. Cold beer on a Friday night. Pair of jeans that fit just right.
I was just trying to guess. I didn't know the words.
You did well.
Welcome to the Tom and Frenchie podcast. Konnichiwa.
Ohio.
That's a state in America.
Oh, whoops.
What are you trying to say?
Ohio? What's the one in Japan?
Aloha?
Aloha, whatever.
Konnichiwa.
Actually, you know how we always make jokes saying hello to our international listeners?
Yes.
Doing a show in Frankston on Sunday night, I did a show.
They don't allow international visitors.
Oh, they
there.
Do. There was do a they? Girl comes up, she's like, I'm from the north of Germany.
Uh-huh.
This is how we say it in the north of Germany.
How is it?
Forgot.
Guess.
I wrote it on her poster. I should have written it on my own poster.
I'm going to go with...
Dankeschön.
Hello.
Hello. Isn't German the language that's most near to English? You think it's something else, but
really?
It's actually most of our words come from German.
Really?
May or might not be true. That's one of those teacher moves.
It sounds different.
It's one of those teacher moves I just say. You say it confidently enough, kids are like, yeah, I'll go tell my parents that. And they're like, no, your teacher's wrong.
Man, did you have things when you were growing up that you thought, like your family kind of taught you and you thought was true and they lied?
Yeah, I'm sure I did.
Because I think my mum told me that when you cut capsicums, the seeds inside are poisonous.
Oh, fuck.
Lied.
And so she was trying to give you heaps of capsicums, going, eat these, Tom.
I swear it was just like, she just didn't like the seeds, which you don't want the seeds, but she just told me they were poison, so I wouldn't put them in, like in salad.
Oh, so you
it was
were,
like a scare
wait, you
tactic.
Were a child making a salad for your mum.
I wasn't
she's
a
like,
child.
Don't put the fucking
I was
seeds
like a bit
in.
Older. Yeah,
and you're
so
like, why not, mum? I want a nice, healthy salad. You're like, because they're poisonous. Like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, shit. I got to be careful.
I've been eating them my whole life. Maybe people that's why my head's so big.
Yeah. People are living a dangerous game with this capsicum thing. Like, why do people eat it if the seeds are poisonous? It's risky.
That is a really... You think more people would know that one.
And I think my mum used to pronounce Parmesan cheese Parmesan.
Oh.
So, like, when you're growing up, you just repeat
yeah,
what
you think
and
that's...
someone was like, what the fuck did you say? And I was like, oh, no.
Well, do you,
Mum's fucked me up here.
Do you know how my parents used to pronounce a reflective surface?
Mirror.
Mirror.
Oh, that's good.
Hope you guys are all going well. Sorry we're a bit late on the episode this week. Big Tom was on a holiday.
Not on a holiday, work trip. Mm. I wish it was a holiday. I've been craving a holiday.
My work is my holidays because I don't get to do it too often. It's like I get very excited for it.
Do you get paid leave at your job?
No. What's that?
Do you get super?
No, definitely don't get super. Definitely don't get super.
Yeah, but I hope everyone's been safe. It's been crazy in Australia the last few days.
Fuck.
Like absolutely insane, the footage coming out of all the fires, like all over New South Wales. Have you looked at a fire map? It's crazy.
Bro, it's insane. Yeah, a lot of my friends and family are affected by these fires. A lot of our listeners, a lot of almost every Australian is just one way or the other.
So I hope you're all being safe and not taking risks.
Yeah, pretty much that, like, I don't want to, pretty much just listen to the emergency people.
Yeah, 100%.
Get your shit packed and if they tell you to go, fucking go. That's
don't worry about your shit, man.
Don't worry about your shit.
Yeah, dude.
Did you hear the one about, so I've heard conflicting reports. Some people in Coffs Harbour were like, yo, the fireman went straight to Russell Crowe's farm and then not to the burning fires, to the other houses. They're like,
oh, and really?
Protected Russell Crowe's farm.
Oh, shit.
And then the firemen come out today going, no, that's just fucking dumb. We just go where the fires are. We don't know who lives in each property.
I think they would know, but to be honest, I reckon they would know it's his house. They might not have gone there first.
It's only
on
if
purpose.
It's the local ones, but the local ones could be like K's away by now.
Yeah,
like,
true. But do you remember when there was the big LA fires? Kanye West had his own fire brigade, private private fire is protecting his place.
What was it? His bodyguards, and he just gave him hoses. Like, he just gave him hoses and outfits.
They were probably big black dudes who had dicks for hoses, so they were just pissing,
just pissed on the fire,
just with their monster.
And then they're not putting it out. Like, we need the best. We need R. Kelly.
Get him out of prison. It's like one of those movies, you know, where they need like the expert from jail.
Yes.
Like, these fires are out of control. We need to call the best. And he comes out in one of those masks, but he's got a little hole in his prison clothes for his dick, his monster cock. Set him free, boys. He's like, I'll only do it if I get a reduced sentence.
And the protest is like, no, he's an animal. It's like, but he's the best. And then they get to know each other and you're like, they're actually that bad by the end of it. Yeah. And then he escapes and starts,
he only wants to piss on again. The like young fires. Only the newest fires he'll piss on. That's way too mature for R. Kelly. Oh, man. But yeah, hope you're all good. It's obviously pretty scary. When I was living in Canberra, there were massive fires and it was like full on. Like, one of my mates lived across the road from a petrol station. So him and his mum had to come and like stay at our house. And like, heaps of mates from school's houses burnt down. Like, it's full on.
It's full on. And I feel like we are the land of bushfires. We do. When I was growing up, we had a crazy one. It was a street or two away. It was
Yeah. Oh, I remember. It was at Christmas one time. Was it around
maybe that
then?
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember I was at my aunt's place, which is kind of in your
Wollongong
area, in Stanwell Park.
Oh, yeah. That's a
and
nice place.
Like, you could like look up on the cliffs and we were just surrounded by fire. I was like, holy shit.
I was like, wouldn't it be good if Pokemon was real?
And you send in the water.
Send in the water Pokemon. Send in the...
But what if the fire people liked it? Fire Pokemon, not people.
Or what if they were in the fire just
they
like...
They just loved it.
Just having a little thriving. Orgy and that's how it started, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, that's why you need to build up your water Pokemon to be bigger than their fire Pokemon.
Mm. Do you reckon if a fire Pokemon and water Pokemon fuck, they just extinguish each other?
They can't fuck. It's actually impossible. It's like two magnets who are the opposite or the same attraction. You know how you try to put them together and they just keep dodging apart?
Right.
That's what a fire
it's
Pokemon
like frigid
and a water man... What?
What? Nothing.
What?
I don't know.
Do you remember the word frigid from high
word.
School?
I did a one
do
of
people,
my...
Do you guys still use it?
Yeah, do people
high
still say frigid?
High schoolers, listen, do you still say frigid?
I did a mockumentary, like one of my early videos, and it was called Frigid Men, and it was like a support group for frigids.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it was old school.
I did see that video, actually. I remember, because I watched all your popular videos. As you do with a YouTube channel, you go popular, that strikes.
That wasn't one of them.
Then, no, it wasn't. And then you get bored and you're like, oh, fuck, I'll go for a deep dive on this channel.
It's deep.
And it's actually pretty good.
Yeah, I liked it.
I enjoyed it.
I remember Max Mofo commented on it. And it was like when I was real little as well. Like, he's still heaps bigger. But like, it was like, I was like 5,000 subs or something. I was like, what the fuck?
That's the dream when you're starting up and then a big guy comments on you. Or they like give you a little like or something. You're like, look who follows me.
It's Harvey Weinstein. What? He's my favorite YouTuber.
Is he?
No.
Top five?
Maybe. Did you watch, speaking of YouTubers,
ooh,
did you
we
watch
are
the
on
fight?
Today. Good segue.
KSI versus Logan Paul?
The most streamed fight on DAZN ever.
What's DAZN?
That's the network that had the rights to it.
See, because I didn't see as much publicity as the last fight, that's for sure.
It's because it's on a different network, so
right.
DAZN, as I was saying.
That sounds like a guy you go to the pub with.
I did watch the KSI Logan Paul fight. For those who don't know, two of the biggest, world's biggest YouTubers. You probably do know if you listen to this podcast.
Mm.
Did you watch it?
I didn't. I actually wanted to. I just forgot. It wasn't hyped as much as last time. I didn't even know it was on. I started seeing it on Insta stories, but it was like after the fact.
So didn't you, I guess you're not subscribed to their channels because they did these big documentaries promoting it. They did all this.
I actually don't look in my subscribed window that much. I just look at homepage a lot. I feel like my homepage is more interesting than
you're
my
just
sub
a sheep.
Box.
You're like, oh, if it's not trending, I don't want to know about
I don't look
it.
At trending page. I look at homepage.
Mm.
Different.
Okay. Are you the same with porn?
Yeah, pretty much. Nah, sometimes I'll go
I
into
like
categories.
That. You're like, let the porn gods decide what I'm listening to this time.
Sometimes it's fucking weird shit they recommend.
Not
YouTube or porn?
The recommendations are based on what you've watched before, Tom.
Not when you're open in private.
So what does it recommend for you?
I haven't seen anything. I haven't been watching much porn recently.
Because of No Nut November. He's back.
Have
on
you
it.
Been doing No Nut November?
I'm not going to lie to you guys. I will never lie on this podcast. I have nutted.
You're eating a bar made of nuts.
That was my reward for nothing yesterday, because I wanted to hold off to the next podcast so I could talk about how big my balls were and all the like weird dreams I was getting. And then we postponed it a day. I'm like, fuck it. No. I'm not
was
a monk.
Was it disgusting? I'm was your superpower monk. That you could shoot cum really far?
I didn't even notice it more than like if you do like 5 days. Do yeah. you know what I mean? It
that's
didn't...
a lot, but 5 days.
Yeah. I'm yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That. I think you get to a level where you don't do more because otherwise you would put on heaps of weight. Because your sperm must be like, we're full, we'll wait till you need you again.
Yeah, sure.
Whatever. Anyway, Logan Paul, KSI. So I'm watching it. I'm driving from Geelong. Oh. Yo, did you see my pictures about my Geelong show?
No.
Hilarious.
What happened?
Geelong's a place in Victoria, Australia, guys. Kind of like where I'm from, Wollongong. It's kind of like an hour and a bit out of the city. It's big enough.
Coastal?
It's pretty nice. Yeah, it's on the coast.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty nice. All cool people there. We drive into this pub, and I thought it was just where we were staying. I didn't know we were performing there too. And it appeared that we had entered Egypt.
Oh, I did see this.
You did see this.
I didn't realize that was Geelong. I thought you were actually in Egypt.
There was
sure.
a pub called the Sphinx. Okay. Should have guessed from the name. And it is fully Egyptian themed. They have a massive Sphinx on the top of the pub roof, which is like a cat, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all gold. And this is like a shitty RSL. It's like it's got pool tables and pokies inside
that's
and
so
chicken
funny.
Schnitzels. That's all it's got. And then the inside's even decorated. They've got like a pharaoh tomb, a cask. What would that be called? What's that thing called?
Is it a tomb?
Yeah, it's like a tomb. And there it is on the outside.
That's it's so funny. So wait, that's the pub.
It's massive brickwork roof.
That's some Vegas shit.
It's like
Vegas
some Vegas
in
shit.
Geelong.
And it's just in Geelong, and it's so funny. And then in the room I was in, they obviously didn't use it as much. It was a function room where I performed the show, and they had like a couple of Egyptian-looking plants.
That's funny.
And then I just fucking, I ripped on the hotel.
You should have done a sketch while you were there, set in Egypt, like shit people say in Egypt.
Gee, these pokies aren't paying out.
That's classic. Any pyramids?
Machines.
No, I just mean...
No, they didn't. I think the pyramids is going to be 2020 project.
Right. Mm. That's sick.
It was really funny. I was like, you know what? I'm
about never
it.
Heard of that, eh?
I've never seen a themed pub in Australia.
No, that's pretty cool.
And that's why it just blew my mind. I'm like, there's an Egyptian themed pub for no reason.
That's got to be a regular spot for you now, surely.
Yes, and people say that's where you go to grab a granny.
Nice.
So, and we stuck around after the show.
Some mummified
they
puss.
They were not lying. You mummified puss.
Fuck yeah. Wrapped in bandages
they
and shit.
They were not lying.
That's fucked.
They were not lying. So the Logan Paul KSI fight.
Yes.
So I do my show in Geelong. We drive through Melbourne City to get to Frankston, which is the nicest suburb in Melbourne.
It's not, is it?
I love it.
But it's
but
known
it does
as
have
the
a rep.
Rough
it does
area.
Have a rep. I stopped off at my mate Matt from the DJ duo Mashton Kutcher.
Oh, name drop.
Yep. Oh, I picked that up. Oh, sorry. I know DJs. Whatever. You try name drop.
No, I got no friends.
Was my mate I was hanging out with. Doesn't matter. He found a place for us to watch it just at someone's house. And because you have to stream it. No,
how much did it cost?
We looked at all the pubs. None of the pubs were showing two random YouTubers boxing, which is weird.
Damn.
I don't know how much it cost. Anyway, the funniest thing about this fight. So KSI is a gamer. He started off doing FIFA videos.
Right.
And now he's like a personality. Logan Paul is a bit more of an athlete, but he's still a vlogger.
Mm.
Now they're doing boxing. Fine, they trained for a year, 8 months. Doesn't mean they're boxers. The undercards, the fights before this YouTuber fight was not YouTubers like last time. Last time they had Raka Raka, Michael from Raka Raka, Scarce. They had all these. Jake Paul.
Yep.
No. They had actual boxers who trained their whole life to do this. They had someone defending their title belt. They had a world championship fight before KSI and Logan Paul.
Why?
I don't know.
That's a really weird choice.
Like, I don't know.
That's dumb. Like, it from was, a marketing perspective, it doesn't make sense.
It was so bizarre. We're watching this. I'm going, are these actual fighters? They're like, yeah, this is. But it is. I don't think it would have got more viewers. It would have been almost better exposure for the boxers, to be honest.
Yeah, 100%. Like, new, young audience. Yeah, that's strange. I would have liked to see some weird undercards. Yeah. I feel like there would have been some great opportunities. Like, get like some like Shane Dawson versus a cat.
Versus a cat.
He would have cummed all over that.
That would have been, yeah, tough. Yeah. What does he do about cats during Nut November?
Yeah, I don't know. He just has to avoid them.
Shane Dawson's does documentaries on YouTube, guys, and he...
Have you seen the view counts?
There was
things?
A podcast where he told a story about how he fingered a cat.
No.
Oh, he came on the cat.
He came on a cat.
Oh, sorry, that's way better.
Fingers. It seems more intrusive.
Yeah, you want to know what a pussy feels like. I get that.
Have you seen how many views his shit gets?
Nah.
It's fucking crazy. Like, he'll do like an hour and a half thing, it'll get like 40 million views.
More than 30,000?
Yeah.
Wow, he's doing better than me.
Absolutely. Fuck.
Yeah, that's why. And that's like, if you're getting 40 million views, you're going to do like 40 hours. Get those ads in there. That
fuck
fucking,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck
that
yeah.
Ad money. So anyway, the actual fight, I think they did the boxers because there was word on the street Logan wanted to become a boxer after this fight. He was half thinking of turning pro, but that could just be chat for to sell the tickets, you know what I mean? He knows what he's doing. He's a very good marketer.
I think it's just straight up people like, he's got the same personality as like personality defect as like Donald Trump, where they just want to keep going higher up in different things. Like Donald Trump, why would you want to be the president? Like,
yeah.
You know, like why would you want to get punched in the face when you're already making money, like having fun? Like
you
doing
just want to keep going. You're on a power trip, you reckon?
Yeah, like just the ego just needs more.
Yeah, but
fuck that.
It's good. Oh, it's good to be motivated. Bro, what are you going to do? Stop? Oh, I've got 20 million
fuck
subs.
Bro.
I'm going to stop.
If I got like heaps of money, I'd just chill. Just chill out.
No, you get bored, man. You get bored.
I don't get bored that much.
You'll start playing the pokies. You'd be there.
That's you. That's you. That's what happens to you.
Trust me, bro.
I'm chill, bro.
So the actual fight itself, it was classic amateur boxing. It starts off like they've got good form. Logan's throwing his jabs. KSI's looking all right. By about the second or third round, they both gas. KSI's just throwing these fucking windmills up above the head, just like...
What's the height difference?
Logan's a little bit taller.
Yeah.
But
not,
like
not
he's
huge.
Just throwing these wildcat punches. Logan's sort of staying just with a jab the whole time.
Right, getting those
They
points.
Both get knocked down once. Logan got deducted of his because he hit KSI on the ground. And but it was just like...
What a dog shot.
Barely watching boxing by the end of it. They're both just like...
Sloppy.
It's sloppy. It's like a sloppy school fight by the end of it. It's like chicks at a club. There's like you can fap to it, but... You're not watching that. Like, yeah, the form's not good.
Yeah.
And then KSI won on points, which I did not know who was going to win. I don't know how the fuck they score boxing.
Yeah, I think it's like, I don't even know. It's crazy. But that's always the most boring way to end a fight, though.
Oh, they should go till someone
dies
or comes.
Yeah.
That's the two
so
options.
If you think you're going to die, you can
you
quickly
come
switch
quick.
To come method. That's an interesting game.
My buddy, I used to play him at pool. I used to play my buddy at pool, and it's related.
Okay.
Not to do with coming or dying.
Oh, it's
no.
Like a pool of cum?
No.
It's whoever can
like
fill it up
if
first.
You think you're going to lose, what do you do? And I would be pumping him, and I'd only have the black left, so he'd turn around and sink the black himself and go, oh, you only beat me by default. You suck. I'm like, you're such a fucking dog.
Is that what you... I feel like that's something you'd now do. I reckon you've taken that on.
No, I wouldn't.
100%.
I would not. Anyway, what have you been doing, Tom?
Not much, man. Just been busy. I'm doing like a script writing thing. But I've been busy with work and haven't done much.
Do you think you could write the next Breaking Bad? Home and Away. Neighbours.
No.
I
think worse.
Mr. Squiggle.
Nah, that's too good. I think worse.
Sesame Street.
Nah, way too good.
Banana Man.
Yeah, I could do that.
Bongo.
Sure. Just the bongo text
bongo
back
knows
to him.
Where you live.
I know what you've been up to.
I like that, bro. So on this podcast, you've started doing stand-up. You've started a script writing course.
Mm-hmm.
Our listeners are going to be going, fuck, you've got some... We're going to see you rise to the top. It's like watching Logan Paul from day one.
The top of something.
What?
I don't know. The top of a Crime Watchers...
Okay, list. You're just putting that onto yourself because you run out of things to say.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, guys, today we've got a sponsor. And last time we left it way too late, so I'm going to remember
to do
this
early. Get
into
it quick. Let's do it.
Breakfast shirts.
Oh, yes.
Friends of the podcast. Long-time lovers. Sure, that's a bit gay, but...
Not during November. They're not. They're
no,
just friends
right.
during November.
They have just launched, which we've mentioned earlier, their Aussie Christmas design. Now, they are taking pre-orders, and you can get a breakfast shirt and board short combo.
Oof.
Matching designs. It's a great gift for dad.
Oh, great gift.
Christmas. Great gift for mum, to
great
be honest.
Gift
unisex.
For Gran.
Gran. If you get the whole family wearing
get
this
the
shit,
whole family.
You'll get some hilarious, memorable photos.
That is...
I do like making family wear costumes.
I do like hilarity. Like what?
Gimp mask.
Gimp mask.
Get
Gimp
the family
mask
wearing
and a breakfast
stuff.
Shirt. That's
right.
Then you never know. I think the board shorts, as we mentioned before, the shorts were actually our favorite, one
yeah.
of our favorite things from
very
breakfast
comfortable.
Shirts because they got the comfortable right. They got
pockets.
The pockets right. It's all
that's
about the
right.
pockets and it's all about...
You don't want them too shallow.
It's
pockets.
All about not having them too shallow and not having to wear a belt. As long as you can,
the elastic's
like pretty
good.
Nice. Mm.
Got a drawstring.
Ooh,
important.
Yeah.
All right, guys, use the discount code Tom and Frenchy, and you'll get how much percent, French?
47%.
That's not true. I think it's like 10?
10% probably, or 15. 10?
10. Let's go with 10.
Okay.
Head to breakfastshirts.com or fuckpartyshirts.com because breakfast shirts are better than party shirts, and you heard it here first.
You heard it here first. Breakfastshirts.com.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
Okay, good.
I think we've ticked that off.
Good ad break.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks, breakfast
Check
shirts.
Out their Instagram. They're very active on Instagram.
Mm.
I should take a leaf from their book, but I'm very shit at doing Instagram.
Top 5 Instagrams you've been stalking lately, Tom. Go.
Ooh. Breakfast shirts, number one.
It's not true.
Yes, it is. I don't stalk a lot.
You do. Everyone does.
I just look at stories, whoever's posting. But I don't post stories. I really can't be fucked. You know what I mean? I'm very
yeah.
bad at doing
you
stuff in public.
You don't have tickets
public.
To sell, though.
Yeah, true.
That's generally
true.
Why I post stories. I'm either yeah. hanging with you, something's funny happening with the boys, or I got tickets to sell.
If we're shooting, I'll post stuff, like filming.
Yeah,
up.
That's always interesting. Because people get these out-of-context snaps going, why the fuck has Frenchie got a saucepan on his head and is
yeah,
fucking
yeah.
an avocado?
Yeah, and then I'm like, Frenchie, we're not filming right now.
No.
You're like, get out of my room. All right, what else is going on?
We've got a big show for you today. I'm going to do the hype intro now.
I've been missing out on some of Matt's facts. Can we get one of those?
Matt's facts.
So if you guys don't
Matt's
know...
Matt's chats.
If
change to Matt's chats.
Matt's chats. That's
Matt's
even
chats.
Better.
Yeah.
If you guys don't listen to this podcast, if this is the first episode, you're probably confused as shit. But Matt is Frenchie's brother, and he always sends Frenchie the roguest ideas for videos... episode like topics for the podcast, and Frenchie stored them in a doc, and we basically just go through them once in a while and try and decipher what the fuck he's talking about.
He's resent me old ones too, Matt. Get us some fucking new ones. And he tagged it the same way he did last time: discussion items from previous email you ignored. And he doesn't understand there's a reason I ignore them. Okay, also this must have been onto someone else. Remember a few years ago when jokes that started an Irishman, a Chinaman, and an Englishman were... I do remember that.
That used to be very common. It was like... It was just three nationalities, really.
That's actually a very good point.
Or like a priest, a blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, there's a
priest,
blonde,
a
brunette, and a redhead were, and yeah. no one cared or had an issue. Can you still tell these jokes? Matthew, very interesting.
That is interesting. Can you still do blonde jokes? Or is that like some kind of discrimination?
Yo... Someone's coming back to me. Someone's... My brother told a joke like this on fucking church camp.
Excuse me?
Yes.
You went on church camp?
Bro, do you, I told you.
Why would your parents send you on church camp?
I say this in that was primary school. My parents used to make us go to church until we were like teenagers. They're like, then you can decide for yourself. Oof. And one time we went on church camp.
That's risky never by again. Your parents.
Never again.
Risky.
Get this, okay?
I would never send my children there. Or the listeners are my children. I don't advise it.
Well, if you want to get laid, it's not the worst place.
Laid by the priest.
That's what I meant. That was the joke.
Gotcha. Because you're definitely not going to get laid by people you want to get laid by.
Bro, I can barely remember. I must have been fucking five or some shit.
Sometimes people black out traumatic events.
I do. I think I'm half remembering this from my parents telling it so much. So, church camp, talent show.
Oh, no.
Everyone's doing their cute little church shit, a dance, a few songs, a few jokes. My brother gets up to tell a joke.
Oh, no.
He doesn't fully get it. I don't think he's definitely heard it from some friends.
Oh, I've had one of these experiences, yeah.
So he gets up, he's like, and he starts off like this. Maybe that's even why he wrote it, because he knew I'd tell this story. So he's like, there was an American, a Japanese man, and an Australian on a plane. And the plane's going down, and they need to throw some things out of the plane.
Bro, I swear I have this exact story with myself telling it to my mum.
The like exact legit. Same joke.
And it's kind of racist.
It's very racist.
Yeah, and I didn't.
No way.
Seriously.
You and my brother told the exact same joke.
And it's like a traumatic event in my head because I remember saying it and I didn't fully get it. But mum was like, you should not say that.
That's this one, wrong. I don't think it's that bad.
It was a similar thing. There might have been like
you can't steal the exact same joke, Tom.
What do you
the
mean?
Exact, this was the exact same joke or just a racist joke?
No, it was the exact same, like a plain. What? Seriously. What? And I think there was like more fucked up stuff on it, like a black guy, like a Aboriginal, like it was really bad, but I didn't get it. And I was telling my mum and she's like, keep going with the joke, but I'm pretty sure it's the same.
Yeah. So it's pretty much just they need to throw something out. Americans, like I'm going to throw out, I can't remember what it was, like a burger. We got too many of these in this country. See you later. Japanese is like throws out a computer. It's like, we got too many of these in this country. Australians like grabs the Japanese guy, throws him out the plane. He's like, we got too many of these in our country.
I didn't remember the joke, but that was fucking it.
That was it.
Legit. And I said it to my mum and I still remember her face just not impressed, being like, you shouldn't say that. That's really not okay. And I was like, oh.
It's a fairly funny.
Mum can't
it's
take a joke.
Yeah, she can't. That's not like your mum at all.
Yeah, but that's so funny that we both did the same fucking.
That's weird.
That's weird.
Yeah, she can't take it.
It must have. It was probably around the same time because I was like, I was still in Townsville. I remember in the kitchen. You know when you remember shit that's like bad?
I do know exactly what you mean.
And I think I would have been 10.
Mm.
How much older is your brother than me, do you reckon? Maybe like 4 years?
Yeah, why not?
So he would have been 14?
I think, yeah. I think
probably,
he's a bit younger.
Probably just going around, you know?
It was that joke that was going around. Wow,
fuck, that's
freaky.
Weird,
let's
bro.
Get Matt on the podcast. Let's get him on the podcast.
Yeah, we should get him on. Is he in Sydney very often?
I find it weird that your mum couldn't take the joke because she can take a dick. Am I right?
I'm not high-fiving.
Am I right?
I'm going to leave you hanging. I'm not high-fiving that.
Thanks, Tom. He just high-fived that joke about his mum. I knew you weren't ready for that.
Is Matt going to be in Sydney sometime?
Maybe one day. Yeah, I've got another memory of like, you know when you do something bad?
Yeah.
I was trying to, I don't know, I was cleaning my room or some shit. Mum was angry at me. She was watching me clean the room and I'm doing the curtains and I'm just doing random words. Somehow I come across the word fuck. Didn't know it. Just wanted, just in the middle of like blah, 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 fuck, blah, blah, blah. She goes, what did you say? Grabs me.
Oh,
the
Jesus.
Old wash the mouth out with soap.
She actually did that.
Yeah.
Oh
and then
God.
I got a taste for soap and it's all I can
have. You
have
done
now.
A lot of that. I have seen you drink shampoo. You're like, oh, in this skit, we should end with me drinking shampoo. It's like, Frenchie, that makes no sense, but you still do it.
I do it all the time. I don't.
Maybe you do
care.
Have a taste for
I
it.
I do. I remember one time I was flying back from Melbourne or something. I'd been partying. I think it was a nightclub appearance. My manager rings me up. He's like, yo, Frenchie, you know you haven't sold any tickets for next week's shows. I'm like, yeah, probably because I haven't posted about it. He's like, can you do something? I'm like, yeah. And I did a video where I was like, hey, guys, it's just me at a table. I'm like, I got some shows to promote. So while I'm doing that, I'm going to drink some shampoo. And I just kept drinking shampoo and kept going. I'm going to Launceston.
Oh, yuck.
But it was good content. It's very watchable.
It's like, this guy's got something wrong with him.
I'll go support him. I'll do my good deed.
I remember mums who washed out their kids' mouths with soap. It's pretty full on. I remember my neighbor, I was like mates with him, and I was over at his house. You know when your friend gets in trouble?
It's oh, real fucking so awkward.
And he got his mouth fucking washed out while I was there. I was like, how do you come back from that? You want to play PlayStation or something?
Yeah.
Like, it's so awkward. It's like, chill out, parents. Like,
guess what, parents? Doesn't work.
No.
I got my mouth washed out. Look at me.
But to be honest, like, it's not that big of a deal.
Nah, swearing's not a bad thing. Swearing's actually good for you.
I think if you're taking that much, like, sensitivity in words, I think violence is different, obviously. Like,
yeah, I think you should have smacked me, to be honest, if you want me to stop doing something. Is that what you mean?
I'm saying if your kid's hitting, then you got a problem.
Oh, okay.
If your kid's doing...
I thought you meant my mum should have smacked me, not...
It's all about context. If you stub your toe and say, fuck, who cares?
Yeah, so if you don't know how to punish your kids, guys, come to me and Tom. There's nothing better than give parents parenting advice. They hate it so much. If you don't have kids, you give them parenting advice. Oh, it's a lol.
That's pretty funny.
It's a lol.
I just thought of something that I do have news. I have done something in the last week.
You're pregnant.
I'm pregnant. Imagine that. That would not... Do you reckon they'd like take my baby away because I've made so many pedo jokes? I think
there'd be a lot of Patreons sending in coat hangers. If you got pregnant.
Yeah, if we had a P.O. box, it's just filled with coat hangers.
Just the size of your head, we worry for your safety.
It's all right because my girlfriend's got a really small head. So I'm hoping between us, normal head.
And your dick's a small head too, so that's one big one.
I'm hoping her family's got some big dick genes to even that out as well.
Have you checked out her dad's dick?
Not yet.
You should.
It's on the list.
You'll have put it on the list.
I went to a wedding on Friday. Oh, you really like that
I'm
one.
Just picturing you trying to check out his dick. How would you do it?
Finish your mouthful, mate. It's rude. You really pucker your lips. It's very audible.
I've been eating this muesli bar the whole time. I was waiting to get annoyed by it.
Yeah, it's very audible right now.
Good. I'm glad you're getting
very
annoyed.
Very wet.
Yeah, thank you.
So I went to a wedding.
How would you look at his dick if you had to?
Urinal.
Yep.
Yeah. If I had to look at a dick, I'd be like, he's like, oh, where are you going? Toilet. I'll come with. It's like, Tom, we don't have a urinal. Just cross swords. I went to a wedding on the weekend on Friday, and it turns out it was a bra boy wedding.
No way.
So it's my girlfriend's cousin, really nice guy.
Yep.
But it was in Maroubra, and I didn't really think about it. But then one of her brothers was like, yeah, there's a lot of bra boys here. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Mm. And then I was running through my head. I was like, have I made fun of the bra boys in a video? Because that is something I would
sure
do.
Sure, you would have, you
know?
Yeah.
And I couldn't think of anything. I was like, ooh, thank God. But they were literally, you know, in the movie, the doco, My Brother's Keeper, where they do the handshake.
They do the handshakes, yeah.
They were doing the handshake.
No
way. I was
way.
Like, these are legit bra boys.
There you go.
Yeah. And I was like, fuck, this could get loose tonight. But I didn't see anything crazy. But
you
I was
left
like,
too early.
I was like, you know in mafia movies where like the other gang comes to the wedding to like... I was like, fuck, imagine if that happens.
And you're the other gang.
I would have got the fuck out of there. I would have pussied out.
Did they have any special bra boys dances they were doing?
Not really. They were pretty loose. They were really hitting that bar tab hard. I was like, this would be expensive. There's a lot
like
of drinks.
A dad.
Yeah, bro.
It would be expensive.
Fuck, having a wedding. Would you have a wedding?
No.
I don't think I'd want to spend that much money on other people having fun.
I get enough attention on me.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Like, I don't like... If it's my birthday, I don't really like people fucking...
I haven't had a birthday party since my 15th, so 4 years ago.
15th?
Oh, it might have been 18th. I think I got all the lads around. We had spas and drank some Woodstocks.
Fuck yeah. Woodstocks were the goods. I had a pretty big 18th, actually.
Did ya?
At my house. And I got my mate. We had this mate who was older. I don't know why he hung out with us. Yep. And he was called Massive Dave. He was like 6'4" power lifter. And I was like, Dave, can you just stand at the front door? So we had no problems.
So it wasn't an ironic name.
No, he was fucking...
Just Massive Dave.
Like, literally.
Not even Big Dave. You went for Massive.
He was massive, bro. And he was like the friendliest dude as well. So it was kind of ironic in the fact he was like an islander. You know how islanders are real nice because they like kind of overcompensate for how big they are?
I had Islanders are so nice. Yeah.
I feel like because they know they're so big, they're like, hey, bro, how you going, man?
I remember because I always used to see them like before I was friends with them. You just see them on the street, you're like, fuck, that guy's massive. Yeah, and then when you actually start chatting to them, you're like, you guys are so nice.
Yeah, that was Massive Dave.
Massive Dave. Hey, bro.
He was an Islander.
I'm Samoan. He was an Islander.
Nah, not at all.
Oh, that's disappointing.
He's just massive.
Actually, I did have a 21st, so that must have been last year's party.
What'd you do for it?
I did this. It had the bolo. And I did ask, it's op shop themed.
Love that. That's a good theme.
But if you want to go gender bender, you can.
Gender bender used to be fun, but now it's
now you can't
incorrect.
Do it anymore. Which is no, fair, but back but when fun. That was happening, I'm gonna get cancelled from having a gender bender party.
Oh, we were,
last year.
Everyone was.
After sold-out runs at the Public Theatre and London's National Theatre, Here Lies Love, the groundbreaking musical from David Byrne and Fatboy Slim, opens on Broadway this summer. Get swept up in what Vogue calls a life-giving, roof-raising blast of pure joy about the rise and fall of Imelda Marcos at the hands of the Philippine People Power Revolution. Here Lies Love is a revolutionary experience unlike any other on Broadway. It's a party and you're invited. Get tickets at HereLiesLoveBroadway.com.
Back then, last year you had one.
I strongly, because that was my 21st, because I'm 22 years old.
Oh, right.
I strongly insinuated that most people would be in dresses.
Yep.
Right.
I mean,
and I got so drunk that I like reverted into, because I used to work in a nightclub. I used to be glassy there. I reverted like for half the party. I was just picking up glasses.
Oh no! You went back to your like lizard brain, and you were just like, I need to clean. That's funny. At mine. I got kicked out of my own 21st.
Mm.
So I was like blackout drunk. Like we drank way too much. And I was at this like outdoor beer garden area. And we were still waiting for people to come. Like there was a group of us, but people were probably still going to arrive. And I got kicked out. But I kept going like this and I'd have a schooner glass and I'd edge it. And people would be like, Tom, don't. I'd keep edging.
Sick.
And I was blacked out and I just kept smashing glasses. And then security came over and he's like, mate, stop it or we'll have to kick you out. Then I go,
in front of him.
No, Tom. I was like, ugh. And I did it again. And they didn't really kick me out. They kind of just like, come on, mate, you got to go. And I was like, ah, fair enough. And I stood up and he kind of like, just like kind of, he didn't push me, kind of directed me to leave because I was fucked.
Mm.
And his slight direction, I just started doing that trip running where you kind of run and I just ate shit into a stationary bin.
Yeah.
And just like
when you lose your balance and you spend about 8 meters trying to get it back slowly falling forward.
Then I just ate shit into a bin and I was like, I'm kicked out of my own birthday party.
That's so. Yeah. I'm just picturing you going tapping the glass.
Cheeky.
Like, stop doing that.
You know when your mates are like, oh, there's a lady over there with her shirt off at the window. Oh no, she's wearing skin colored clothes.
Oh, you're fucking. Ooh.
That really distracted me.
Now I'm gonna put that in the mental bank though for when the comeback later tonight.
What do you mean?
She was like 65.
Was she?
Well, you can see in windows when the lights are on.
Mm. I'm always aware of that.
I'm aware of that because I have a lot of dildos in my windows.
True. Mm. I've seen people look up at your windows. See, she's actually got a dress, but it really didn't look like it.
You're a pervert, Tom.
It just distracted me because I'm looking
Tom. Peeping Tom.
Peeping Tom. Yeah, so 21st, good times.
What I want to do, Tom... Oh, we could go back into my brother's stuff.
Yeah.
We haven't got to a story in ages. In honest, like 3 episodes.
I think people prefer our own stories if we've got them, but sometimes we get stuck.
People prefer it all. They want it all.
That doesn't make sense. But
okay, did we just discover, can you still tell these jokes? Yeah. Why not?
You probably can't.
People act like stereotypes don't exist for different nationalities and different like blondes, brunettes. They can still exist. Just people got to learn to have a laugh at themselves.
Mm. I was trying to think of one that was kind of about stereotypes of joke.
Mm.
And it was about like, I don't believe in ancestry DNA tests.
Mm.
If I want to find out my ancestry, I just get blackout drunk. And for me, I start stealing. And that's why I know I'm Australian, because it's like the convict brain comes back.
Okay.
And then I was trying to think of more stereotypes like that come out when you drink.
Okay.
So like my mate always used to cry, so he was probably French. You know what I mean? Like different ones like that.
Yeah, maybe something like how he didn't want to fight. Like, that's what you should do.
Yeah, if someone fights, they're probably Irish background.
Yeah,
you know, that was the joke. Like, but I was trying to think of stereotypes that apply.
True. This guy went and just was hammered, just took my seat, and when I was sitting on it, and he was probably German.
Yeah, that's good. Fuck, I was watching a doco on like the Nazis. Kind of like you were doing.
Hectic, eh?
But this one, it's a new one on Netflix. It's called Nazi Hidden in Plain... No, it's called The Monster Next Door. The Devil Next Door. The Devil lives
you're
in...
You're thinking The Devil Wears Prada?
Devil Wears Prada, that's it.
The Devil Wears Prada, that's not about Nazis, that's about...
No, it's called The Devil Lives in Cleveland. And I'll tell you what it's...
Oh, that's about Machine Gun Kelly.
Nope. It's about a Nazi war criminal... who found his way to live in Cleveland, and he gets like, they realize that he might be this guy called Ivan the Terrible, who was like one of the guys who ran the gas chambers, and he was a fucking psycho, and he's been living there for like 40 years without people knowing. And it's all about that. But they've got so much actual footage from those times. It's fucking heavy.
It is heavy.
Like from the war machine and shit.
It is heavy. It's one of those ones you like. Heavy.
It's hard to believe that shit happened.
Did we?
You okay?
Had I seen the Joker by last week's episode?
I don't know.
Oh, I remember because that was a heavy movie too.
Yeah, bro, that shit's dark.
Very, not as funny as he thinks it is though. He laughs a lot, doesn't he? Not, I swear, I did an Instagram story about it. I just started laughing along when he did too.
To be honest, when I watched it, I'll tell you a thought I had about you.
Yes.
You do the thing he does where you laugh on offbeat. You don't laugh when the joke, it takes you like a lot longer than everyone else. So in a movie, everyone will laugh at the joke when you're meant to. And then French, you'll laugh like maybe 30 seconds later.
Yeah, sometimes.
You've got a real delay.
Or if it's a good one, I was like, okay, that got me. Sometimes I laugh when everyone else does.
I don't know, man.
But I'm also...
You really do that a lot.
Often I'm thinking about other things.
You
it's
tune
very out. Hard for me to stay in... the room. Do you know what I mean?
Do you reckon you
I
have
do
ADD?
That to you too.
Do you reckon you have ADD?
Oh, I don't know.
Have you been tested? Do they have tests?
Yeah, I think they just sit you in a room and see how long you take to start throwing poo at the wall.
Yeah, but you'd be pretty quick.
I'm very quick. Yeah. I'm good.
What'd you think of the Joker?
Yeah, it was good. It was. That's what I was saying. It's like heavy. You're like, oh fuck, that's actually.
Yeah, I thought it was really good.
It's a film.
I did feel that it needed a bigger climax. Don't you feel like it kind of just ended?
No, I like the way it ended. It was. Have you seen Batman? It ended before that. It was like a build to the Batman movie. It's like it's his origin story.
I like a climax.
Oh yeah,
yeah, daddy.
So Matt's got some more stuff.
Yep.
He's trying to get very not edgy. Just he likes discussions. What do you think about people who don't feel free to speak their minds and talk about how they are feeling?
What does that mean?
E.g., being uncomfortable with the idea of same-sex marriage but supporting it in principle.
So, he's hard to decipher.
Isn't he?
So, he's saying people who just kind of
not
go along with the flow. Right?
Not thinking blackface or dressing up like a traditional cultural group is inherently racist.
Right.
So people don't think it's racist, but they don't feel free to speak their minds because everyone will bully them.
I mean, sometimes I think people just don't have a strong opinion on it, so they don't really get involved. Like a lot of people might just be like, I can see that. And they're just quite easygoing over stuff. But obviously, there's certain people who would have strong opinions, and that'd probably be black people. Because obviously it's offensive.
Affects them more.
Yeah.
It's not... I don't fully get why he's doing this, and this is why I skipped it last time, Matthew.
I'm trying to...
Be better.
But I get what he's saying, but yeah. It's...
Yeah, no, it's a shit discussion topic, Matt. Yeah, I'm going to give that great. A no. I'm going to give that a no. There was a few more of these, and I'm going to be like, you know what? I'm putting the foot down. Let's go back to the Bushfires and R. Kelly movie.
That's
items that. Oh no, these are. I'm reading more of them. Matt, we're gonna need new topics from you because I don't like any of the rest of these.
All right, so I'm opening an article.
I've got one article we need to go to first because it happened just 2 days ago.
Go.
Did you see the most popular artist in the world does a surprise appearance at a concert, gets booed?
I didn't hear about this, I don't think.
Drake.
Drake.
Did you not hear this? No. Oh, fuck. You're in for a treat, Thomas. Ooh. You are in for a treat.
Yum, yum.
So I don't get what this camp is. Tyler, the Creator, puts on a camp or something in America. It's called Camp Flognor. Could just be Nor.
Flognor.
Flognor. Yeah, sounds like a masturbation camp. Camp like Flog the, It Till It's Nor.
I like Tyler, the Creator.
I don't.
Huh? Did you ever watch Loiter Squad?
No.
He had like an MTV show. It was pretty funny.
I like the name. Tyler, the Creator. You but like I also feel like it's kind of, it's not like a rap name. It's like he's trying to give himself his own nickname. Like in high school, he's like, I'm Tyler, the Creator. I'm like, you're just Tyler, bro. Come on. You're Tyler Smith.
I'm Big Dick Gavin. Gavin, you're not.
So he's got a Camp Flognor Festival. Billed to have a secret headliner. And the rumor mill expected it to be his old pal, Frank Ocean.
Yeah, right, because they're quite close.
They are very good friends. And
I fucking love Frank Ocean. He's so good.
A near relative of Poseidon and Aquaman. So that's stupid.
So stupid.
No, but how exciting would that be?
I was taking you seriously for a second there.
I know, that's why I like it when I get you with those ones. So, the crowd's expecting it to be Frank Ocean, and these are some hipster entitled motherfuckers, okay?
Okay, calm down.
In out walks, not Frank Ocean, Drake. And people are like, okay, what's going on here? Eventually, they start booing him. Mm. He's just doing his set, he's trying to have a good time. They're just fucking booing him. It's not like he said anything offensive. Not like he robbed Thomas them.
Yeah.
And then he's like stops. He's like, if you want me to keep going, I'll keep going. Like they're a 17-year-old girl that he's been texting. Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
And that's he's seen telling the crowd that. And in response, they just go, boo, no, get off the stage. And he very classily, he goes, it's been love. I go by the name of Drake. The Creator, thank you for having me.
That's good.
And was like, you're just Drake, you're not a creator. I was like, fuck, I create hits, son. And he started off, we've started from the bottom, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's all hits. He's got fucking...
Yeah, I like Drake.
Hits.
But I get it, because Tyler, the Creator's real fucking out there. Like, his shit's not mainstream.
That's the thing. The crowd wanted, like, oh, Drake's too mainstream. Yeah. And Frank Ocean doesn't do live shows since... He hasn't performed live since 2017.
Right. So it's the rumor's fault. So all these Frank Ocean fans were really betting on it. That's probably why they went.
It's all about expectations. They had too high expectation for that concert.
Yeah.
And so
that sucks for Drake, but that's such a downer.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm sure he'd be okay with his millions and millions of dollars.
Oh, but it's still awkward. Like, he's doing a show and everyone's like, boo. He's like, what the fuck did I do? Is there something I'm wearing? Do I have something in my teeth? And then Tyler, Creator, this is actually, I like him after this. He goes on a Twitter rant. All caps. You know it's good when it's all caps. I thought bringing one of the biggest artists on the fucking planet to a music festival was fire. He's got an Australian accent.
Yep.
But flip side, a little tone deaf knowing the specific crowd it drew. He's saying, okay, you're the hipsters. Some created a narrative in their head and acted out like assholes when it didn't come true. And I don't fuck with that. 400,000 likes on Twitter. He keeps going. This... N-word. Probably can't say that.
Definitely don't.
My brother thinks I can.
Go on then.
Did feel no ways. Song is beautiful. Oh, he coughed during the tweet.
And then he was a bit out of breath.
Mostly everyone was having a great time. Those shits in the front area, the ones being mad rude, which I can see why, but nah, fuck that. Y'all represented me and flogged to my guest and made us look so entitled and trash. That shit was like mob mentality, cancer culture in real life. Cancel culture, not cancer culture.
I was like, cancer culture?
They gave him cancer.
Yeah, wow.
And I think that shit is fucking trash.
Yeah,
and,
that sucks. Like, Drake's still a sick act. Like, you can be disappointed, but it'd still be fucking fun.
I wonder what the equivalent in Australia would be.
If okay, you went so, to see...
So we're at... what's a hipster festival? Even just any festival. Old Falls. Let's say we're at Falls. Sure. Midnight show. You think Darryl Braithwaite, the Veronicas, and Jimmy Barnes are going to do a triple threat.
What? Why didn't you just go one of them?
Because that's more exciting. Then you got more hyped.
Okay. Throws off the analogy a little.
No, it does not. Okay. There's rumors that...
all three of them are going to scissor on stage, yeah?
Yep, they're all... four of them because there's two Veronicas. Mm-hmm. And then on comes... Who would be the letdown?
Paulini. From Australian Idol 10
Paulini
years ago.
Paulini from Australian Idol. Sixth place in Australian Idol 10 years ago.
That deserves one.
It'd be like... the Masked Singer, when you don't know who it is, they're like, what? I don't know who it is to boo.
That's funny.
I find it funny how Hilltop Hoods are at every Australian festival ever.
Bro, when I used to go to festivals and like gigs, it was always either Hilltops would always be there.
Always.
Or John Butler Trio.
Like they're good.
Guaranteed. Or Grinspoon. Those three were just like...
Hilltop are awesome live, but... Sorry... Too many times.
Yeah.
This is Drake. That's the Drake situation. That's when I'd start booing.
Mm.
I'd be like, you know what? I've seen you fucking 18 times, Hilltop. And I'm only here for nosebleed section.
Yeah, true. No, I used to listen to them when I was younger. But
nah, they're still good. They're awesome. They're awesome live. They've got awesome songs. It's just festivals. You need to
mix it
like,
up.
Like there's enough Australian acts, Frenchie and the talent, to keep it fresh. I was hoping we'd get a call up to the Wollongong Festival this year, but no luck.
So you got to stop expecting call ups, and you got to get yourself out there, mate.
I like that. This is like Bridget Jones's Diary.
Seriously,
where she's just wallowing on the couch.
Don't worry about your ego. You got to approach people, otherwise shit doesn't happen.
Look at you. You should be Gary V. Look at that motivation.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Relationship expert reveals five of the biggest sexual taboos we should be embracing today, including bondage and reading erotica, like your granddad's porno we read sometimes. So, all right, let's see what the top five...
So, taboos mean stuff that's not good.
So, it's like things that are a bit not mainstream, a bit on the nose, some people aren't into, a bit off kilter.
On the nose, sex, probably. Yep. That'll probably be on there.
Number one is bondage. So, they're saying you should give that a go.
Everyone does bondage, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
I don't.
Do you not?
No.
Isn't it just like tying them up, blindfolding them, paper bag?
Not everyone does that, Frenchie.
Okay.
I can't remember if you said it on this podcast or not, but you mentioned taking handcuffs on a plane because you were going to fucking get a victim.
I actually thought that was normal. I get it. Okay. Yeah. Have you not done that? Like a little handcuffing?
I don't do that.
Not do it, not like every session, but like once every 2 weeks?
No, man.
Mix it up, bro.
That ain't me.
Girls love it, bro.
Sure they do.
I love it.
Well, yeah, because they can't get away.
I can't get away. You got to take turns, otherwise it's sexist.
Erotica.
Mm.
So like reading sexy shit. That's the second one. Apparently that's taboo. I'm pretty sure mothers do it with those.
That was 50 Shades of Grey. People were doing that shit on the...
Yeah.
Sometimes
it's become more mainstream.
Sometimes do you ever find you're opening Instagram or social medias and there's just some thought who's posted something and you like start reading the caption, then you realize everyone's looking at you staring at this picture when you're just actually reading the caption.
No, I'm staring at the picture.
I don't stare at the pictures that long. I like knowing what they've written, how they're justifying this thotty picture. Just say I'm looking sexy as fuck. Don't have to say blessed day.
No, they always do
good
like,
energy,
like unrelated quotes they've obviously looked up and stuff. Yeah, very funny. Couple sex toys. You'd be big on this, Mr. Dildo Fence.
Yeah, but I don't use dildos like that because I've got a penis.
Yeah, sure.
No, I actually don't.
Yeah, otherwise, but your girlfriend doesn't have a penis.
Ew. Does she reckon she uses dildos?
No, I'm saying she uses them on you. Is that why you make me get a donut what pillow for the chairs in here?
What are some other sex toys they say?
Okay, so they say...
I need to get them. I'm writing them down.
Vibrating love rings. Recommended couple toys. Yep. I haven't used one of
those. Have you done a love ring?
Mm.
I didn't know it was a love ring. I thought it was a penis ring. So you put on your cock and it sort of like...
Vibrates.
Yeah, but it also like cuts off circulation a little bit. It's quite tight.
Yeah, I don't know if they're two different ones or the same.
This one is you put it on and then when you're doing the sex, it's vibrating against her as well.
Yeah.
But I feel like you got to hold it against them to get it properly if you're just fucking snapping.
Jesus. Additional external clitoral stimulation.
What?
So I think it's like a vibrator.
Oh, well, just say that. Yeah, don't fucking... Oh, I guess it could be anything.
Number four.
Maracas.
Anal play.
Ooh.
In some circles, the act of anal play is still very much taboo. However, it's becoming a more widely accepted sexual practice.
Mm.
In the 90s, around 25% of people had tried anal, but that figure had shot up around 40% by 2009.
How did they do surveys in the 90s?
Door knocks.
Door knocks to ask people if they've tried anal sex.
Absolutely.
That's awkward.
But the way they did it...
That seems like a made-up stat.
The way they did it with the actual surveyors. And if they knocked on the back door, that's how you knew.
And if they let them in the back door, they up anal. For it. Yes, that's genius.
Yeah. Number five, role swapping.
Mm. Tell me about this one.
So it's for example, I'd be to my girlfriend, I'd say, this time you cry when we climax.
Oh.
She'd go, oh, okay.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's a good role swap.
So pegging... Oh, my gosh. Pegging is increasing. Do you know what pegging is?
I do, but I have not tried that one.
Neither
yet.
Have I. I'm very scared. I would not. No,
seems
you're into
like
it?
A lot. It seems like a lot.
Pegging is increasing in popularity among heterosexual couples. Breaking the taboo is seen as incredibly sexy and increase intimacy level.
It's when a chick puts on a strap on and fucks you with it. Okay, to cut through that. And I'll bra the actual pegs, to be honest.
On the nipples?
Yes, anywhere. Pick a place. I'd rather an actual peg than having a chick put on a strap on and just do what she do. But it does make you appreciate girls more. You're like, you know what? This
is not good.
This is not fun. I'm going to be more gentle next time.
Do you want to hear how they end this article?
I would love to.
So this is Daily Mail, literally the dog shittest article. Nope. But we find the trashiest, funny shit to talk about from
for
them.
For you.
So this says, this seems unnecessary. One taboo that should never be broken, ... consent.
Oh.
I don't think that's a taboo. That's the law, motherfucker.
I'm writing that down. What was that word?
Oh, it's a bit of a taboo, but I think you should ask permission.
Oh, ask permission. Mm. Well, what about the handcuff thing? That's mixed messages there.
That is, isn't it?
What the fuck?
Yeah,
is that a disclaimer they had to put in? That's not a taboo. Yes, you're dead right.
Yeah, it's not a taboo. But yeah, I think we've learned a lot there.
Because a taboo is something that's like not... Like, can you get the definition of taboo up? Taboo? Are we saying it right, guys? Taboo.
Taboo.
Have you played the game Taboo?
Maybe.
Why is there porn on your laptop?
I wish. Let's try.
Just making shit up. Oh, it's just come up with a show. There's a show called Taboo Guys, 8.5 on IMDb. Not too bad.
A social or religious custom prohibiting or restricting a particular or forbidden association with a particular person, place, or thing.
Yeah, they fucked that up, didn't they?
Mm.
There's consent's not taboo.
Definitely not.
Whoa, Daily Mail, you are fucking...
Here's another Daily Mail gem.
Yep.
What does 2020 look like for your star sign? Hollywood astrologer reveals what's in store for the next year. All right. What's your star sign, French?
Taurus.
Me too. Oh, the boys.
Did we just become best friends? Yeah, you did it.
All right. Let me find out what the Taurus. Taurus will catch the travel bug.
Oh. Ooh,
let's go down to the full description.
That's called crabs. Because they travel with
bugs.
Bed bugs.
The coming year will see Taurus travel to exotic places and expand their education. Taurus will have constant wanderlust to venture out to explore the world and visit far-off lands, said Nicholas. Okay.
What the fuck does Nicholas know?
You'll be looking at an opportunity to pack your bags and get away. 2020 is your year of travel and you will gain great pleasure and perspective from immersing yourself in different cultures and exotic new experiences.
We're going to Thailand to get you titties. That's what we're doing.
Fuck yeah.
No, I was just laughing. I don't interrupt you.
No, you're right.
But while I'm thinking of it, this is written by Nicholas, mm-hmm. an astrologer.
Mm-hmm.
What if we got our psychic to do...
Oh,
our
she'd
prediction?
Be like, you're going back to jail.
Do you believe in karma? You believe in karma? Well, my ex married a new girl and she died.
Yeah, suspiciously.
Suspiciously.
She caught my emphysema. Important connections with people from overseas can bring opportunities, and business success can be harnessed by expanding your skill set. That's our international listeners, maybe.
International listeners. Ni hao.
You are open to learning and furthering your education in any capacity that builds your personal brand. Ooh, Frenchie's going to do stand-up in China.
Fuck yeah.
You should do that. You should learn Chinese and start doing stand-up over there.
I finally watched that South Park episode where they rip on the NBA China stuff.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's very good. Clever. It's yeah, very...
They're fucking clever, those blokes.
It's very... It actually is a massive statement about how China decides art in America. It's just a massive statement saying, look, all these films are written so they approve Chinese standard. Every really? Single one, because they need to get past the Chinese censors so they can make money. So it's all these Avengers type films, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
They send the scripts to the Chinese people to make sure it'll get onto the movies there.
You have a nickname for them, don't you?
Thor?
The Chinese people.
Not that I'm aware of.
I don't want to say it on the podcast. I get it. Anyway, just trying to throw you under the bus. Are you planning on any trips to make this reality?
No, but I guess we have to go on one.
Mm.
Maybe we'll enter one.
I feel like these are always generic. Like, everyone wants to fucking travel.
Oh, somewhere. They're the most generic things ever. If people,
I have been fucking craving travel. I'd love to live overseas.
If people actually believe these, like, you're an idiot. I'm sorry. Mm. They just write most generic things possible.
Mm. They really do. But I was thinking, like, maybe
you
I should just go.
You are open to learning. I'm actually not open to learning, no.
Yeah, you're quite close to learning, aren't you?
I am.
Like an old man.
I want really
man.
Specific ones. Same with fortune cookies. I want you will get herpes next week. And then if I get it, I'll be like, fuck, isn't you?
Fuck.
Or unless, you know, something like that. Or someone's going to hit you in the eye with piss from a window.
Wow.
And then you're going
to
like,
do you want me to, do you
you'll
want
know
me
to wear goggles for the rest of the week.
While we're on this topic, do you want me to pitch you my idea?
Yes.
One of my series ideas.
Yes.
So we had to go around the room and pitch a series idea. We did like a brainstorming session at this course I'm doing. Then from one of those
name
brains...
drop. You're doing a course. Big one, dog.
Open to learning. Did you not hear my horoscope? And I came up with a... You're really struggling to open those corn open chips, aren't you, brody?
Go on.
And my idea is called... Oh, you really... Can I open them for you, sweetheart?
I got it, baby. Go on. Your idea is called...
Goon of Fortune. All right, I'll give you my pitch.
Mm.
A group of friends, maybe university friends, go out once a week and one of them has a hidden talent. Whenever they get the goon bag out, this is like a video we filmed but never happened. Whenever they get a goon bag out, one of them can see the reflection in the goon bag, in the silver of the goon bag, like a crystal
yeah, yeah,
ball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He can see the outcome of the end of the night. So it's kind of like,
that's
so Raven.
So cool.
So he sees, they're in the same group most times, so he might see a breakup between friends.
That is so cool.
And then the rest of the episode is him trying to either prevent it from happening or make sure it still happens.
That is so cool. And so did you pitch that as a TV show, a movie, or?
TV show. Because we were just going
and
around
did
the
they
room.
Did they buy it?
Oh, it was just like to each other.
Are we going to make activity. It as a YouTube?
Series? Maybe.
I think it should be a skit at least. I think that's really funny.
Yeah, I reckon it'd be cool as
someone who's when they on the goons, they can tell fortunes. That's funny.
Mm-hmm. I think it's fun.
I think that's a very clever concept. I've always said that about you, Tom.
What?
Your concepts are very clever.
Thank you.
Mm. Mm.
I see you open the hot chips.
We have got some flaming hot chips here, guys. It's because we're going to do an extra episode.
Mm-hmm.
With our friend who's also a musician.
I can't say he's my friend because I haven't met him.
But I've met him. I don't want to...
Frenchie's friend.
I'm just going to tease him here. And Tom wants to leave the chips on the table to see if he takes a chip next episode.
It's a classic game and I love it.
We're going to go have a few beers here and then we're going to come back and do the second episode. And I want to try one just to see if they're bad. But they're stinging my nose already. I can already smell them.
Are we having beers before?
Maybe.
Okay.
Or we could do a break, do beers, or we could do it the other way, whatever we want.
I don't know. Oh, Frenchie's allergic to chili, which is a really weird choice to open the corn.
Yuck. I'm sneezing out muesli bar, guys.
Oh, that's, yuck. Did you eat it through your nose?
That is embarrassing. One more story and then we'll finish this off. Or should we finish it off now?
I think we should continue what we were just saying. So we're doing another episode this week.
Oh, yeah.
With Frenchie's friend, St. Lane. Is that how you say it? St. Lane? Hello?
St. Lane. St. Lane, the rapper. Yep, that's him.
Saint Lane. We'll be doing a second episode. So thanks again to all our Patreon supporters because we've got the office. We can have guests. It's a much...
So beautiful to me. Can't you see? As Vita Zen. Yep, so this second episode is because of all you Patreons.
So thanks for everyone who's donating. We've locked in a date for our Christmas party, which is very big news. And what was that date, Frenchie? Because I forgot.
It was around like December 7th or something, the Saturday around then. No, that is pretty well organized for me. Okay. Oi, and also, I've got these filmed specials shows in Sydney. It's going to be an early 7 p.m. one and a late 9:30 one. If you're around the Sydney area, get to this show. It's going to be epic.
Are you going to give any dates?
It's next Friday night. What date's that? 23rd or 22nd. Something?
22nd.
So, and it's going to be filmed and you're going to be able to see it. It might be on Netflix. It might be on YouTube. It might just be in your uncle's den. You don't know where it's going to be played. And you're going to be able to watch it and go, I was at that show. Mm. I was there when he got that ball out.
So that's in Chatswood, yeah?
Yep.
At the theatre in Chatswood.
At the theatre in Chatswood. Do not miss it.
Yeah, that'll be cool. And so, yeah, it is the 7th of December is when we are going to have our Christmas party. We will announce the details on Patreon. So if you're not on Patreon, get on there. We appreciate everyone there. And once you get on Patreon, we invite you to a private group. We do not accept people who are not in our Patreon.
Yeah, Tom's very in charge exclusive. Of that. He screens like a bouncer. He's like a Massive ID. Mike or whatever his name is.
Massive Dave, yeah.
Massive Dave.
So get in there and we'll be doing that Christmas party on the Saturday, the 7th of December at a venue yet to be announced. Trying to figure out somewhere where we can do all ages and have a drink.
Yes, it's going to be... It'll be somewhere around Sydney. It'll be fun.
Yeah, Sydney CBD-ish.
More details to follow.
Hmm. So you want to have a chip before we end?
Yep. While you're doing the reviews, I'm going to have a chip.
Okay, let me get the reviews up.
That's enough. That's just a medium sizey.
Yeah, go on.
This ain't shit.
Oh my God, he's talking himself up.
This is how we do them. So the world's hottest corn chips ain't shit to the French dog. You know what it is. Black and yellow, black and yellow.
Oh my God.
Oh no. Oh, man.
I think Frenchie forgot how hot they were because he was looking at them like they're a tasty treat.
The trick is to get them down quickly.
Quite burny.
Good. Good.
They smell good, Bart.
Good. Good.
They smell delicious, which is... By the way, guys, I noticed the last few weeks we've been high up on the Spotify charts. So thanks for everyone who listens on Spotify.
Thanks for listening to my EP too. Hope you like Leaving School trilogy.
When's your have both the film?
Welcome to
come
Schoolies
on?
Film clip out Sunday, and there's a it's a remix.
It's a remix to Ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen.
Mama rolling that
body got everyone in here. Utterly disgusting. Never in my whole life have I heard such filth come through my headphones and make me feel a sense of dread and sickness, but at the same time, make me want to grow a mullet and pencil-thin moustache. Grab a fully grown man's overgrown head whilst yelling Tom's a pedo and drink my beers exclusively from people's shoes, all whilst fully erect. It's great. Love the podcast. Keep up the great work. That's from James. That's a great review.
You know, I had one dude... on the show, so I get a lot of people from the potty come to my shows.
That's great.
I love it. It's my favorite thing.
Thanks
but I had
for
one
supporting.
Guy. He's like, "What?" I'm like, "What do you want me to write on your post? I'm signing it." He's like, "Oh, well, I don't know." I'm like, "Are you a fan of the podcast?" He goes, "Yeah, man, yeah." I'm like, "Sick. I know what to write." I wrote, "Do you have your passport?" He looked at it. I could tell he didn't get it.
He's like, "No,
I don't have my passport." I'm like, "Oh, fuck! You don't listen to the podcast, do you?" He's like, "Oh, I have."
That's funny. Hashtag Tom's a pedo. Oh, Frenchie just licked the table for some reason. Love these potty boys. I listen to them on the way to school and they make me piss myself laughing on the train. Keep up the good work.
If you actually piss yourself, please film it. We would love to see that.
That's from funny. I'm Tom's child. Hopefully not.
Yo. Hopefully well, you both not. Have the same bladder.
That doesn't make sense. Love the potty. Seeking advice. Oh, our light just went out.
Our light just went out.
We're going to continue. What's up, Tom and French Fry? Just listened to the most recent ep. It was absolute bang lord. Better times got me thinking. I'm in high school at the moment and all the quotes about so much wasted time and not savoring my time in high school. And as a child, enough makes me think that I might be taking my childhood for granted. How should I spend my time to not regret the stress-free, worry-less years of high school? Need advice. Thanks, boys.
Was that written? Much love. Was that written weirdly, or did you just absolutely mangle the reading of that?
Bit of both, I think.
That sounded like you got the gist? Sound like you're dyslexic. We're both dyslexic.
You can't say that word.
Yeah. So he loved a Better Times song. It is, and I'm telling you,
savor it, bro.
Schoolies is the best song. First or second listen, Better Times after the 10th. You're like, fuck this actual track. Savor it. Enjoy every moment.
You're not answering his question.
Drink Red Bears. Party.
Just hang out with your mates.
Smoke meth. Don't smoke meth.
Definitely don't smoke meth. That's terrible advice.
Play Boggle with
your
grandparents.
Just enjoy having time to do whatever you want. Hang out with your mates. Have experiences. Go to parties. Don't do drugs. Unless you want to.
Then do drugs.
Do some drugs.
And give us all your drugs.
But make sure you have consent.
Yeah, that's perfect the message way to finish podcast. It. Thanks for listening, guys.
Love you.
After sold-out runs at the Public Theater and London's National Theater, Here Lies Love, the groundbreaking musical from David Byrne and Fatboy Slim, opens on Broadway this summer. Get swept up in what Vogue calls a life-giving, roof-raising blast of pure joy about the rise and fall of Imelda Marcos at the hands of the Philippine People Power Revolution. Here Lies Love is a revolutionary experience unlike any other on Broadway. It's a party and you're invited. Get tickets at HereLiesLoveBroadway.com.